Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Lucky us, we have Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning.
Managing resources. We spoke a little earlier, Earth Day is coming up, kind of a big deal, and there are some ways to manage some of the resources around that, and you're going to tell us about those today.
I am. Good morning. You know, when most of us think of Earth Day, we begin to think of ways that we can make changes that are good for the environment. But I think we also are missing something here. We also need to look for ways to help our family's budget. So Earth Day, which happens this year to land on April 22nd, is a great opportunity to make changes that are not only good for the environment, but also our family's budget or our own personal budget. If we think about the major spending categories we all have with our basic needs, such as housing, food, transportation, each of those have some sort of relationship to how we are affecting the Earth. Today, I've outlined three steps that can help us save money and protect the environment this year for Earth Day. So the first one I want to talk about is around the home. This would be a perfect time to conduct a home energy audit. As the weather is warming up, more and more each day, most of us will begin to transition from maybe our heating system to our cooling system. And a couple of considerations we might want to include are things such as increasing insulation, maybe in our attic or crawl space, or maybe even installing a programmable thermostat if you don't already have one. Some homeowners may be ready for the upgrade to maybe new appliances, such as maybe a furnace, air conditioner and water heater, or maybe even a new refrigerator. While any new appliance is likely to be much more energy efficient than they were even 10 years ago, while the initial expense to these improvements is a lot, the long-term savings are well worth the upgrade. Some no-cost steps that we can include are maybe drying the blinds at the beginning of the day or the curtains during the hotter portions of the day. So if you're leaving in the morning, just go ahead and draw those blinds and curtains. So during the hottest part of the day, they're already closed. And that will be helpful, especially on the side of the house where the sun shines in the afternoon. And maybe even decreasing the amount of time you use the clothes dryer. If it's a beautiful day, and you might consider hanging your clothes outside if possible. A clothesline is fairly inexpensive to put in if you can, and will save you quite a bit of money over the course of the years that it's used. If you have a programmable thermostat, you know, and you're not home during the day, turn it up a few degrees and then program it to cool down right before you get home in the evening. That, again, will save you some money. The next one I want to talk about is purchasing food. This time of the year, many of us are enjoying those fresh produce that we might be getting at the grocery store that has come back into season. But we also need to try and remember to not overbuy fresh foods, you know, such as meats, eggs, and dairy. As Americans, we waste an abundant amount of food, which, you know, fills our landfills and wastes the transportation and growing costs associated with these foods that we've purchased. Even if you're buying local foods, there's still the transportation and growing costs. So don't waste the money in, you know, the trash can and only purchase what you're going to use. And again, I think I've talked before about having a family meal plan will really help cut down on over-purchasing on these items that you don't need or have the time or capacity to use. A few things we can do are to learn to rely on what's already in the cupboard or freezer. Maybe you've been working through your cupboard this winter to eat through things that are still good, or maybe even your freezer, and make meals rather than rushing out to buy more. Take inventory of what you currently have, see what needs to be used first, and then maybe you can pair some of those like items together for a healthy and delicious meal. Maybe you bring those items up to the front of the cupboard or maybe to a certain side or the top of the freezer that need to be used first. Also, another good thing to remember is you can buy reusable grocery bags rather than using the plastic grocery store bags. Always remember to wash your reusable bags to avoid contamination. Electric vehicles are what I'm going to talk about next with transportation. And, you know, those electric vehicles and charging stations have become more common over the past several years. And regardless of what type of vehicle you drive, consider the sorts of trips you make, whether you need a bigger car or smaller vehicle, and always combine trips when possible. It's hard for busy families out there, but it's so important to help save money and the impact we're having on the environment. So maybe plan as a household at the beginning of the week who's going where and when. That will A, help keep you organized, and B, it will hopefully reduce a trip or two, maybe if you're going into town or around town, on the amount of driving that you have. And you know, maybe if that person has to wait a little bit longer and they have some time to go pick up some groceries that are needed, that's a two-for-one type thing, and they can do that maybe while they wait for the other person to get done. Another thing to think about is how we drive. Are we driving the speed limit? Do we keep the windows down at home on these beautiful days? Do you drive with your vehicle windows down when you can and are driving around town and it's not too hot or cold? Are the tires inflated correctly on our vehicle? Those are the kinds of things that can help us save money and save energy at the same time. So I hope that as we all celebrate the next big holiday of Earth Day, that these tips and tricks will help us all save a little bit of money. And again, as always, if you have questions related to family finance, please feel free to reach out to me at the Frontier Extension District office at 785-828-4438 or jmcnally@ksu.edu.
Thank you for that. Those are some really helpful ideas that they don't occur to you spontaneously. You see the farmer's market and think, ooh, I'm going to splurge. And then you get it all home and realize, I've got to eat all of this in the next 2 days or I'm just going to have to pitch it. Or inflating your tires, all of those little things that all pile up to a big difference. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, we will be talking to you again soon, and I can't wait to hear what you've got for us next. You have yourself a good day, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meritazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower.